yoga classes in Ketchikan are held at the library, the rec center, and spare space around town, but Carol Naranjo saw a need for a consistent and dedicated space. So she got a business license and in January opened her door.
Advaita Yoga Center, your space for self-discovery. So that was my hope, to help people find more about themselves.
The studio is on the second floor at the intersection of Dock and Main Street. With the windows open, the downtown studio can get a fair amount of traffic, but Naranjo says it reminds her of practicing yoga in India.
There was traffic, horn blowing, and they just did the classes, and that's part of, I guess, you know, the meditative part or letting go of everything else. So it's good to have the noise, in a sense, and to let go of the noise.
She says it was while she was in India in 2011 that she first started thinking about opening a yoga studio.
Well, yoga encompasses a lot of things. There's, you know, the yoga poses, the asanas, meditation, healthy eating, breath work.
Naranjo is one of three teachers and says opening the studio was as much about her learning as teaching her students.
It's rewarding. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, but it's rewarding. I mean, and it teaches me to learn more about yoga. You know, I get to create new classes and play around with new things.
The simple studio with turmeric-colored walls and a view of Deer Mountain can fit up to 13 people, and the clientele has been growing slowly to about 10 regulars. Naranjo has been able to pay the rent, but hasn't yet made any profit herself. She works full-time as a borough bus driver and holds classes after and sometimes very early before work. She hopes eventually to dedicate more time to the space and expand classes to encompass other interests and instruments such as the harmonium and Tibetan singing bowls. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Ruth Eddy.